Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to Season 2 of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. Woo! I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Wait a minute, Whispers. Can you believe we are finally back in this room together? 2021. Hey, how are you guys doing? I mean, this is so incredible. We have a new year, a new season. We got some incredible things going to happen. And guess what? You know, I want you to be a part of this conversation. So make sure you call in at 516-595-8091. And Whispers, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Oh my goodness. If you didn't, let me tell you all something. You're missing this one. Hold on. We have this delicious sparkling lavender vodka lemonade, or you have the lavender lemonade. It is so delicious. And listen, if you did not get in on the in crowd with us, you have an opportunity to join our VIP listing and receive the cocktail or mocktail of any episode that we have. And the live link is in the description of this week's show. And I'm going to even kind of change things up a little bit more, and you're going to get to see. Instead of me doing a little housekeeping in the beginning of our show, we're going to do it towards the end, because I got some things I'm going to share with you and some new things that are going to be coming down the pipeline of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Friday. So with that being said, my dear Whisperers, are you ready to get into today's discussion? How to deal with someone who's always playing the victim? I know, like we should have some dramatic music. Dun, you know? I always like to start our discussion off with a very clear definition. And so we're going to get a definition or a meaning of victim playing. Notice the word, victim playing. This is the fabrication or exaggeration of victimhood for a variety of reasons, such as to justify abuse of others, to manipulate others, to seek out attention, or to divert others away from the reality of that person taking responsibility. Let me give that to you again. Victim playing is the fabrication or exaggeration of victimhood for a variety of reasons, such as to justify abuse of others, to manipulate others, to seek attention, or to divert the attention or the responsibility of the one that is causing the problem. So chances are we all know someone who seems to become the victim in nearly every single situation. Then you understand and know how exhausting it can be to listen to their endless tales of the woe is me. And you might even have, you know, as they say, a mixture of feeling, like you could feel pity for the person, or you can even have frustrations. Because I know when you deal with someone like this, it does take so much of your energy. No matter how hard you try to help the person playing the victim, they refuse to do or change anything with this kind of personality or this persona. So with that being said, Whispers, how do we deal with someone in this way? So the first thing you need to understand is that victim mentality is pretty ingrained. And meaning people who habitually play the victim don't change. This is something that they have come to kind of rely on and kind of use it as a, we'll just say like a superpower. That's their MO, and they've perfected over the years, you know, how to manipulate it to their benefit, how to get people to kind of swerve and get into what they need them to do. So what I'm going to do at this point, I want to give you a few tips that can help you in dealing with this particular personality. And notice I said it's a personality because it's a trait that some people develop. And you might want to take a few notes. So grab your pens and, you know, sit back, sip on your cocktail, and let's really get into this. So the first thing I want you to realize is that you don't get emotionally involved. You know, that may be difficult for many people because, you know, we empathize with people. We feel for people and we want to help people genuinely. But you can listen with empathy, but don't let yourself be sucked into the drama. See, and that's what they want. They want you to be sucked into it. They want you to become a part of it. And don't take sides with the person. And don't get emotionally involved and wrapped up into the story. Because remember, most of what they are saying isn't real, and it's just their way of getting pity or attention or to cast that blame off of them and place it onto someone else. So point number two from that would be, don't volunteer to be the savior. Because let me tell you something, you don't own a cape. You can't fly, and by far, you don't have a mission that you have a bat phone that needs to be picked up every time that they call. So it may be natural for you to jump in and become like that, into that like fixer mode when you see someone struggling, but this isn't that. This is definitely not that, because there are times that you do need to jump in and to be a fixer to someone who truly needs, notice that word, needs your help. You won't fix anything with this type of personality. They'll pretend to be helpless. They'll pretend to be innocent. They'll pretend that they are just broken. But they're only interested in complaining. They're not interested in necessarily finding out how to really fix this or how to make things go smoothly or how they can be accountable for the action that they've caused. You know, it made me think of a situation. There was this reality TV show, and there was these cast of women, and there was always this one woman who was like the instigator of everything. It was never her fault. Everything that happened, it was this person or that person. And even when they came together as a group to try to resolve the issue, this person who had the victim mentality made it all about themselves yet again, till nothing was resolved. And so in turn, they just ended up just parting and with hurt feelings and just everything just being so uneasy every time the person came around. So when you offer reasonable solutions, the person who always plays the victim just shuts it down. They're not open to it. So don't volunteer to be the savior. Don't put the cape on. Don't pick up the bat phone, because that's not what they're looking for. And the third clear thing that you must do as well is this. Set time boundaries. Did you hear that? Okay, let me repeat that. Set time boundaries. Because listening to someone complain not only can be exhausting, but it can lead to a massive amount of your time being wasted. And these types will suck you dry. You know, Whisperers, this brings me to what I've marked like 2021 for, and many of my, with my clients. And this is the year that I have told them that this is the year of the growth mindset, a year of not procrastinating. You know, a year of setting clear and direct boundaries. because that's what this is about. You have to set boundaries when you are dealing with a person that is constantly on that yo-yo of woe is me, poor me, if you only knew what happened to me, they did this to me. You know, Whisperers, we're going to cover this further in a later episode, but I want you to set clear boundaries with these ones that are playing the victim. So let's remember that you are, first of all, setting clear boundaries. So step number four with this would be this. Change the topic. This, by far, will be the most powerful tool in your arsenal if you change the topic. Because when you change the topic, what happens is you take control of now the narrative. You take control of the direction of the conversation. You take control of the energy of the conversation. And don't be afraid to redirect that conversation into more of a positive forward momentum of a conversation. And don't get sucked back into the conversation or the topic that was first being discussed, because they will try to draw you backwards and let you come back into it so they can develop what they were saying even more. And number five is this: don't allow yourself to be baited. You know what? We have something special coming up in this season with regards to those that are baiters. And we've even talked about it before in other episodes and certain things that we touched on in our lives that we did with you all before. But those that play the victim have a surefire way of baiting you into negative conversations, getting you to be absorbed in their self-motivated chaos. And notice I said chaos, because that's what it is. So I'm going to give you those five elements once again, so just in case if you missed any of them, you can go back and write them down. So number one would be, don't get emotionally involved. Number two is, don't volunteer to be the savior. Number three is, set time boundaries, clear boundaries. And your superpower, of course, is change the topic. And number five is, don't allow yourself to be baited. Because this is the thing, if you think about it this way, if any of you whisperers are fishers or fishermen or like to fish, you know there's a lure for each type of fish, and each type of fish likes a certain bait that will draw them in. Well, this is the same thing that this type of personality, the victim mentality, uses as well. It's the bait to get you lured in. So with that being stated, the victim mentality has three key elements. Yes, three, believe it or not. So here's the first one. Bad things happen and will keep happening. That is the first thing that they always think. Bad things happen, it will keep happening. Number two is, other people or circumstances are to blame. So you are probably the cause of what is happening. Any efforts to create change will and definitely will fail. And this is the thing, Whisperers, you cannot keep feeding this type of personality. They are much like, you know, a fire, meaning like fire requires at least 16% of oxygen content to burn. But eventually they will suck all the oxygen from the room and will leave nothing but a poisonous smoke or gases behind, which will eventually kill what positivity you have. And that's something you don't want to lose, is that positive energy that you need. And especially with the things that we face in the day-to-day life and our circumstances that we are still in and still dealing with, we don't need our positivity drawn away from us. We don't need to feel like, you know, we can't move forward, or it's everything that our energy is just gone. So before I wrap, I know that we have gotten into so much, and I gave you a lot on your plate for this discussion, because this type of discussion is important. It's actually powerful because you don't realize how many people deal with this. You deal with it in your day to day. You may have someone in your family. You may have someone at your job. You may have these ones that you interact with that could be your friends or associates. But we encounter this type of personality on a regular basis. You know, some people, they're like the proverbial Eeyore. Like, everything is just bad. It's just, oh, okay, you know. If you remember Eeyore, he was just always just down. He was a little somber, but Pooh always tried to, like, cheer him up, pick him up a little bit, but everything was still like, oh, dear. It was just gloom and doom. So the things that I want you to take away from this discussion is don't get yourself emotionally tied with these ones. Don't try to fix every situation or problem. And the other thing is, don't be so avail that they feel that they can dump, pour out, or expect you to be the fixer. Because that's the thing. We have to set our clear boundaries. And these ones will start to learn that they cannot come and deposit. Notice, deposit their victim mentality into your life, into your circle and your feeling, because that's what they're doing. And when they make those deposits, it means that they're withdrawing your positivity, your motivation, your ability to have the time you need to set clear things forward for yourself. So be mindful of this. Don't be baited into things. This topic, you know, really kind of even brought to mind even something that we all had discussed last season on how to identify if you're a taker. You might even recall in that discussion, I spoke on these types as being self-focused and putting their own interest ahead of others' needs. You know, I find it interesting how the two go hand in hand, and how how the two go hand in hand, and how the identity of selfishness, that's it, the identity of selfishness is the running theme and key element in both personality types, the takers as well as those that are the victim mentality. So you can see it coincides with each other so deeply that we have to be mindful of it. We have to be mindful that we're not exuding this type of energy and exuding this type of personality either. So, you know, it's something that we want to be mindful of. So the key elements that we take away is don't get emotionally involved. Don't volunteer to be the savior. Set clear time boundaries. Your superpower, remember, is to change the topic, and don't allow yourself to be baited. Negative things will always happen no matter what. No matter what in life, things can happen. But it's the way that we choose to deal with them either makes us have the victim mentality or it helps us to change what we're doing, that we learn from the mistakes that we're putting forth or that we've had. You know, I have the great opportunity of having received an email from someone, and the conversation actually stemmed from this email. And so I'm going to share a little bit of it with you, because the person that I got the opportunity to speak with, I got to kind of talk to a little bit about this, but let me just get into this a little bit. So, good afternoon. I just have to tell you that I've really been thinking about the question with regards to the victim mentality. You know, at one point in time, I think I was guilty of this. And so I decided that I needed to try to figure out why I felt the need to always feel that people should be responsible for the things that I was doing. So that's when I had the opportunity to pick up the phone and speak to this person. And in speaking with this person, This person told me that they actually learned this behavior from someone who was very close to them. That was never their fault for anything that happened. They didn't take responsibility for certain things. And so in turn of speaking with this person, I told them that, you know, bad behaviors are much like the one apple in the bunch that is spoiled. If you notice, you have a whole bunch of apples. Those good apples never turn that spoiled apple good or make it fresh again. So it's the same thing of what you're putting out there and into other people. So also look at it from a standpoint of this. If you have a victim mindset and you have that victim mentality, if you're a parent, you're training your children to develop the same type of mindset. And so the behavior continues and it starts to pass on. And this is something that you don't want to pass on. So the key elements of really fixing this behavior is by getting counseling, by tapping into the resources that are out there, by understanding that by playing the victim, you are actually doing yourself an injustice. And so with people like myself and all those whisperers out there that are listening, they're going to start to implement and to take the direction into another way that can possibly help you. But will you be open enough to receive it? You know, those are questions that you have to always ask yourself. Are we open to receive help? Are we open to the ability to make the changes that we need and want in our lives? So with that being said, I'm going to get ready to wrap. I'm going to leave you all. I know we're just getting back together, and this time just goes by so fast for us. I'm telling you, I love coming in here. I love that this is a safe zone and that we can have these types of discussions. Don't forget that you can always, always, always get social with me. I would love for you to join our social media. We're on Instagram, located at www.instagram.com/whispers_podcast. We're also located on Facebook at www.facebook.com/whisperinabottle. And we're also on Twitter, located at www.twitter.com/whispers. That's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And once again, that's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. You don't put it in the way that I spelled it, you won't find us. And also, don't forget, if you would like to be a sponsor, you can always email Lindsay Miles at whispersinabottle@yahoo.com. And whispers, by the way, you may see for next week's discussion, which is how to tap into your purpose. You're going to see that in our description box, we have one link, which is for our link tree. If you click onto that link, you'll be able to join our VIP listing. You'll be able to go to our social media pages, and you'll also get to see where else Whispers in a Bottle you can hear us live on. So once again, my name is Sonia Leray. I am your host of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am a certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker, and I'm honored to be in this room with every last one of you all. I appreciate you so much. I thank you all for all the emails while we were on hiatus, and just great things to come this season. And don't forget, if you would like to be one of our guests, and we're going to have some topics that we're going to be posting on our page that you may feel that you're qualified for, make sure you visit our Linktree page and go to our guest form. We would love to have you. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in to Whispers in a Bottle. I'm Sonia Leray, and I'll see you guys next week.